Journalist Evan Wright is still with us. His account of the invasion of Iraq in 2003 can be seen on HBO this month in the miniseries Generation Kill. It's a true story of Marines invading Iraq and Evan's experiences as an embed with a recon company. Joining us also are two Marines from that mission, Evan Stafford in Apollo Beach, Florida, and Josh Ray Person from Kansas. Gentlemen, welcome.
Hi, how you doing?
Hello.
Let me go back to Evan just for a minute. In the account Generation Kill, as we've described, you know, there are aspects of Marine life that haven't been well publicized in previous wars. Why do you think, what is it that enabled the account of the war in Iraq and its aftermath to be so visceral and so personal and really unprecedented in wartime history? You referred to Homer, Iliad, a moment ago. This couldn't be more different, this kind of story and these details.
I think time is the most important factor in reporting, in my reporting in that case, because I just spent a lot of time with them. Most of the embedded reporters, as I understood it, didn't stay for the whole duration of the pre-invasion, the invasion, and then after the invasion. And I just would not leave. I was like a tick.
You were like a tick. Well, let's get an impression of what it was like to hang out with you, Evan. This is from the HBO series.
This is a writer who's going to embed with us. He's from Rolling Stones, so be gentle.
Rolling Stones?
Rolling Stone? If they don't give us a dope-smoking, peace-freak writer.
Christensen!
Faggot.
Show Rolling Stone magazine where to stow his
You gonna write about how we're all baby killers and mama rapers, huh?
You're gonna tell all them people that read Rolling Stone how it feels to be in a war?
Evan Stafford and Josh Ray Person, is that scene familiar to you?
Yes, it is very familiar to me.
Yeah, it seems about right on.
So, what was it like to have an embed in your very, very tight community of Marines there in the first recon Bravo company as you were heading into Iraq? Josh?
I was really kind of indifferent to the whole thing. I didn't honestly think that he'd be as close and personal as he ended up being. I think that's what helped it out, is we just thought he was kind of going to be a passing thing.
Josh and I had to sleep in the same hole one night, so when he says up close and personal, he really means it.
Yes, we slept together many a night.
Evan, when you saw the account that Evan Wright wrote of the invasion, what did you think?
I honestly never really got a chance to read his book completely, but from what I did read and what I saw in the Rolling Stones, it's kind of awkward seeing somebody portray a part of your life and, you know, on writing. That was very, very, very different, and I never thought I'd see something like that come about with something that I did, so it was interesting, to say the least, to see what his account on it was. And I thought it was actually pretty dead on. He did pretty good with it.
What do you think of the Iraq coverage and the stories that are coming out of Iraq today versus what Evan wrote of the original combat? Evan Stafford?
I think it's a little bit watered down. They kind of police it up, make it a little bit more user-friendly, I'd say. The way that Evan did it, you know, it's straight off the cuff. Shooting from the hip, it's real. And what you see nowadays, it's just watered down for most people because they don't really want to hear a lot about it, and I think that they should. So I think they need to focus a little bit more on the reality of it.
Evan Wright, you know, you have a lot of soldiers telling their own stories today. Do you think the embed process encouraged soldiers to become journalists and to actually begin blogging and writing on their own in a way that might not have occurred to them?
I think it's actually just the technology of it. I mean, if you think of it in a negative sense, one of the dominant images of the war were those images from Abu Ghraib, which were actually taken by the guys that did that. And that's the negative side of it. But the technology is there for people to record and transmit their experiences, and it simply wasn't there years ago. They have the same ability to disseminate stories that reporters do.
How does that change our understanding of war, do you think, for those of us who aren't fighting?
Well, I actually kind of think that people, it's the way people get information in America increasingly tends to be you sort of go to your own little tribe of people on the internet that all have the same views and opinions, and you get information. It's this sort of self-feeding cycle. And I think a lot of what the military people are sending back, I don't know if it's being consumed by the general public, because I don't think the general public is really that connected to the military, because very few people proportionately actually serve in the military or have family members. So I don't know how it's changing our culture.
Well, Evan Stafford and Josh Ray Person, thanks so much for joining us, gentlemen.
Hey, no problem. Thank you.
Former Marines with the 1st Recon's Bravo Company's 2nd Platoon, who were characters in Evan Wright's book, Generation Kill. Evan's going to stay with us, and we're going to get headlines from Femi. Okay, Femi?
Thanks, John. 28 minutes past the hour.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.